Welcome back, my friends, to another day in Clown World, because we really do live in Clown World. And to illustrate that, I want to talk about two different stories. They're just about a year apart, okay? So this is the first story. It talks about the fact that transgender inmates have carried out 7 sex attacks on women in jail. And that's a story from May 2020, so just over a year ago. And it talks about official figures showing for the first time that there really is offending by criminals who were born male but were allowed to move into female jails after, quote, changing their gender. And yet, back then, prison governors were still permitting trans inmates to move into the jails. Male-born trans prisoners were first allowed to request a transfer into women's jails back in 2016. And, of course, there's the famous incidents of the convicted rapist Karen White, who was moved to women's prison, Her Majesty's Prison, Newhall, and then proceeded to sexually assault 2 women inmates. In this case, Karen White, although he dressed as a woman, he was still legally a man, and he had not undergone surgery, so he had the means to be able to carry out the sexual assault. White was jailed in 2018 by a judge who branded White a highly manipulative predator. So we can see it's there, clear evidence that there are some of these very mentally unwell individuals who have decided to identify as women, and then they commit crimes and they're put in prison with women, and then they proceed to attack women. Okay, that's the first story. Here's the second story. It's from today. And the government's policy of housing transgender women in female prison is lawful, the High Court ruled today. Despite claims from an inmate, it raised the risk of sex attacks. Well, it does. Actually, factually, it does. A female prisoner had brought a legal challenge against the Ministry of Defence policy that allows prisoners to be housed according to their gender identity. So whatever gender you identify with, and let's face it, it's blokes in some instances identifying as women, then they can be housed in prison with the women. So this High Court hearing has concluded that it is perfectly reasonable to accommodate the transgender people in the female prison estate. And this is not exposing female prisoners to a risk of sexual assault. Even though I've just told you at the beginning of this, this is exactly what happened in an English prison. So 2 High Court judges, bless, rejected the claim and upheld the Ministry of Justice's policies as lawful. So, I mean, in a way, what we have is this is the British establishment. This is the High Court judges. This is the government, both in full agreement that if transgender people commit a crime, they can be sent to women's prison. And even if, as may be the case, circumstances could be that those transgender individuals have the sexual means to carry out sexual assault on the women in prisons. I mean, prisons are I would imagine, I've never been there, but I imagine prisons are a dangerous enough place to start with. But surely, if this policy just simply increases the risk to those women, I think if women have been sentenced to a crime, let them carry out their sentence in prison in safety. We shouldn't be introducing these transgender individuals to the prisons. But that's okay with this government. That's okay with our judiciary. That's just how it is. So it appears that when it comes to, you know, rights for women, apparently the rights for women who are incarcerated behind bars are somewhat less than for the average person, because their safety is being clearly put at risk. the judiciary is in denial about it. The judiciary doesn't want to know. And therefore, more of these trans individuals will go to prison and the risk to women will continue. I have to say, I stand by women. I don't think they should be exposed to this risk. I think it's a pathetic policy from this awful government. And the fact that the establishment in terms of the judiciary backs it up is equally appalling. But anyway, that's what I think. Maybe you think differently. If you do, please let me know below. And thank you very much for listening.